Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts are thumping and you. Brown-eyed girl, you my brown-eyed girl.
It is opening day for Major League Baseball. Will Fleming and Lou Merlone with the call on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network on this radio station at 10:10 tonight. 9:10 pregame with Rich Keefe and, of course, on the network all across New England and on the Odyssey app. So you can listen tonight, get a nap in this afternoon, and then listen tonight, and we will talk with Lou Merlone from Seattle at 9:20 on this morning's show. And Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox, will join us at 9 for the first front office report of this Red Sox season. But we're behind a little bit. We got leads left this morning. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning, everybody. Curtis stole my thunder already, but it is opening day. During a year where we've already talked about how there are a lot of local Bostonians who don't even know what opening day at Fenway is, during a time where people are worried that baseball may be dying with their diehard fans. We have two teams that already had to reschedule their opening days in the Phillies and the Mets because of a forecast. Whoever is in charge of scheduling open day matchups needs to restructure, reconsider what they're doing. Put these teams in places with warm weather or in a dome. Also, do not put an East Coast team up against a West Coast team on the West Coast. To have the Red Sox in Seattle this evening for a first pitch at 10 o'clock p.m. is only hurting the game.
Mm.
Do you know what a lot of people aren't going to be doing tonight? Watching the Red Sox, because they will be asleep. Shime and I were talking about this before the show. It is abysmal, the fact that the Red Sox are starting the season at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. Mm. Whoever is figuring out schedules, whether it's weather or the time in which a certain fan base is awake, redo the entire thing.
Yeah.
Blow up the entire thing.
Yeah.
Whoever is in charge needs to be fired. Bring in somebody new who's going to do the entire scheduling for MLB games.
So is it just the weather or...
No, I'm saying weather and time.
I think you make a great point about the time. Like, I mean, it is... You could start the games out there earlier, like often occurs with NFL games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could, if you have to start an East Coast team on the West Coast, then start the game earlier so that people can get be awake for it.
So did you change every West Coast, East Coast game then?
I mean, I don't
at
know.
Least
Courtney,
for opening day.
What's the difference
Curtis,
in June?
Courtney and Curtis are right. Well, the weather's better in June.
No,
and
I'm just talking about the time difference. If
I think she's just talking about
opening day.
Opening day. Like the excitement of opening day, like make it at a time when most people can watch it.
But the best part about opening day, people, if it was at Fenway for Fenway's opening day, they take the day off from work. They want to go to bars. They want to go to restaurants. They want to get excited about the baseball season. No one's doing that at 10 p.m.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So you're suggesting that the Major League Baseball scheduler should be dismembered?
Yes. Okay. Dismembered.
Yeah, dismembered. Okay.
Not dismembered. No dismemberment.
No, luckily they don't play. Luckily they don't play baseball in October.
Well, they do.
Because the weather's kind of bad.
The Red Sox don't, but okay.
All we're talking about is opening day.
I'm asking a question.
You argue everything. It's not arguing.
You guys are so sensitive. I'm not arguing. I ask a question.
But you always ask the question that like doesn't make sense.
How? I said, what's...
Because we're just talking about opening day. Start the season.
I'm not going to ask no more questions.
No, I love your questions.
Too many Ralph Tresvants around here. Mrs. Sensitivity.
I don't know what that means.
That means you're very sensitive.
I'm not sensitive. I'm asking you a question about why you can't just say,
I ain't asking no more questions. Oh, y'all are way
you're
too
sensitive.
Sensitive.
You're sensitive.
I asked because I was confused with the lead. I'm like, well,
what's confusing about it?
Because I'm like, they play baseball in October
Correct.
When it's cold.
Yep.
Right?
But there's only one opening day.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
What happens?
People are already excited for the teams that are playing in October. Right. If your team is playing in October, you're doing something right.
Wiggy, I understand, and I love you. I love when you argue with other people. But I would just say this. There are several playoff games, especially the first round of the playoffs, that are day games because there are several games.
No, I get that point. But I was just like, because you're saying the opening day you wish was – on the East Coast.
No.
Or if it's West Coast, make it a 1 p.m. West Coast start time, so it's 4 p.m. here. Yeah.
I know. Right. So then I ask the question, well, what happens a week into the season?
Who cares?
You don't care.
Right. It's just
I won't ask no more questions.
Okay. No,
get way too sensitive.
Please continue.
Okay.
Nobody's sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Not all. Louise.
You know, it's almost Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thursday Junior.
Do I even give my lead?
Please, I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give my lead because...
How about this rain? It's been raining for 2 weeks.
Soggy enough for you?
Hey, Curtis, I don't want to ask the question, why is it raining outside.
Nope, no, Wiggy. Just skate your lane. That's what I do.
That's what I'm going to do. So my thing is this. College basketball season for all the bettors has been spectacular. Shime talks about how he's a giant fan of it because of all the betting and stuff. And I grew up as a kind of a college basketball fan, watching, especially men's college basketball. I feel like the NCAA needs to do something to help with men's college basketball. And the fact of it, the players not being as relevant, the teams not being as relevant compared to when I watched the women's NCAA bracket. So like in the women's NCAA bracket, like I know about South Carolina. Obviously, I know about Caitlin Clark. I know about LSU. And if both of these teams win, Iowa and LSU wins, they'll match up. You know about the girl who plays for USC, the Juju. I think her last name is Watson. I just feel like when you look at women's college basketball, the relevancy of it, the way they promote the game, just the way we know about the teams, I just feel like men's college basketball, for whatever reason, it could be the one and done thing, or maybe guys elected not even to go to college. But I just feel like the days of those teams where you used to be like, man, Jerry Stackhouse when he played for North Carolina, or Jamal Mashburn, or
the Fab Five at Michigan, all that, or whatever.
Now it's
I agree with Wiggy.
Really? But also, if Charlie Baker wants prop bets to be a thing of the past when it comes to NCAA, then that's not going to help people to have any interest in certain players.
Yeah, I mean, I think he wants prop bets to go away because of the Toronto Raptors, dude.
But I would just say
$850,000 ticket that he took on himself to win $4 million with the under.
Mm-hmm. And I get that part of what Charlie Baker wants. I'm just talking about the relevance,
I hate to bring facts to the table, but the games for the men's over the weekend more than doubled the Caitlin Clark game.
Right, but do you think that's because of betting?
What? I mean, who the hell cares? Why? I mean, if they're doubling their ratings, then they're doing a good job. I mean, it's the highest ratings they've had since 2015.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I know nobody in men's college basketball.
But it works. I think it's the brackets.
It's more about the teams, too. Like, it's more about the colleges themselves than the actual players, which is different than the NBA, for
but even,
sure. But
even, like, the teams, like is I feel like the Duke and like, team, it's like...
You have all the big names. You have Duke, you have UNC, you have UConn, you have Purdue and Gonzaga, and, like,
I mean, I know
all
the
these
one
teams that have been
Purdue.
Making noise.
I just feel like it's different than when it used to be. I feel like the game, the women's game now is more... what's the word that I'm looking for? It's
marketable.
I will say it's extraordinary. The news this morning that Caitlin Clark has received a $5 million offer from Ice Cube's Big Three.
Right, I saw that.
$5 million.
Right. Awesome.
I mean, that's a lot of money for her.
They've already gotten $5 million in advertising since they published that.
By doing that, right? Yeah.
And I would just say that the peak of women's college basketball with Caitlin Clark, the biggest crossover star since Rebecca Lobo, is still half the audience of men's. But that's never discussed when they talk about the record-breaking women's ratings. Like, and that's why Wiggy has that assumption. Like, you're still doubling it with a bunch of nameless, faceless men because in large part to the bracket because everybody fills one out.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
Good
you
lead, Wiggy.
I appreciate that.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Curtis and I walked in here this morning with the same thing on our mind, and that is that for the first time ever here in Boston, the cost for a student to attend college or university, as they say in Europe, for 1 year has reached $90,000.
Damn.
There are at least three Boston area colleges and universities where the cost to attend next year will exceed $90,000. So that is BU, Tufts University, and Wellesley College. And the median household income in Massachusetts, do you know what it was in 2022?
No idea.
$96,000. So a year of college is going to cost you as a parent or as a student, if you're working and paying yourself, near $100,000. And there needs to be something done when it comes to the cost of higher education in this country. It is ludicrous for a family who wants to help their kids go to school to look at nearly $400,000 as the cost of 4 years of education in this country. And then people say, Greg, what would you do about it? The first thing that I would do is... These colleges and these universities should no longer be tax-exempt organizations. Mm. If they had to pay taxes, then they would have to balance their budgets. They would not be paying professors like Elizabeth Warren $400,000 a year, which is out of line with what the average American makes and the way a business who has to be profitable has to operate. Mm. I would say this also, like if you have the money, it's a great opportunity to be able to get your son or daughter to go to college. They don't need it. It doesn't teach you real life stuff.
That's the biggest issue, Greg.
They don't guarantee you. Maybe if they guaranteed you a job, maybe we could put some sort of a guarantee in that you're going to get a job, you're going to get a high paying job. But other than that, working in the trades. You can make a fortune working in the trades. It's a hard-earned salary that you get.
Oh, you're spot on.
It's just $100,000. I don't know how people are going to do it. How are people going to pay $100,000 a year for their kid to go to college?
When they stop making going to college as like the end-all, be-all, then maybe that's when it comes down. But anybody you talk to, it's like if the kid is not going to college, there's a major problem. That's the problem with it, is that the way that society looks at having to push kids to go to college, and there are so many other avenues out there. That's why I think they're able to drive up the prices.
Here's the thing.
Fabric Wood in the Twitch chat says, trust the rich man telling you not to educate your children. Listen,
Greg never said not to educate your children. He said to educate them with something that is actually useful for applying to actually earn money.
Hey, you go to a trade school?
The biggest thing with this, and I'll just use BU because they suck at hockey. And so Boston University, $90,000. The reason the tuition has increased at BU is not because the education has gotten better. It's because the dorms have gotten more expensive. They're building high-rise dorms with a view of Boston in apartments that would cost $10 million so they can attract people to the school. You're not paying for a better understanding of whatever field you're seeking to learn about. You're paying for room and board because they're all competing with each other for the Instagram stories about how cool their dorms are. Mm-hmm. Boston College is the same thing. It is
They could get a facelift on their dorms, but
it is so idiotic to think that you're going to get the bang for your buck.
Yeah,
$90,000.
$90,000, and you know, I mean, I get it. It's a lot of fun. You go to college. You go to some parties. You got the midday bone going on.
Yep.
I mean, it's great, but you can do that more affordably if you just get yourself a job out of high school and give your kid, if you're gonna, rather than give your kid $90,000 for a year of college, give him $40,000 to start a business.
Right. And if I wanted to go to college just to learn how to hate myself, I'd do it for free at home.
I can't get over my excise tax. How am I ever going to have a child?
I know.
That's
the thing.
It's making me not want to have children.
But you see, the thing is, they've brainwashed you that when you have a child, that your kid has to go to college. Like, that's the brainwash of it, where you don't.
But it's also not brainwashing because I loved my college experience. I know Santo loved his college experience. We want to provide that for our child.
But I'm not saying that. But we were brainwashed. What was it like? You got to go to college. If you want a good job,
you want
to make something of yourself, you got to go. So they scared us into, like, if you don't go to college, you're not going to be able to have that type of life.
My favorite thing about college campuses is it's full of socialists charging $90,000 a year. I think that just makes perfect sense.
It does.
They hate capitalism unless it's paying for their own tuition for $90,000.
All right. Well, those are this morning's leads.
Whew.
And coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Paul Pierce said about LeBron James v. Michael Jordan, which set the world on fire.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday. That is coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins fell to the Lightning 3-1. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 28 saves in the loss. It is opening day. The Sox will take on the Mariners out west. First pitch at 10:10 tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 9:10 for the MassMutual pregame show, and then with Will Fleming and Lou Maloney on the call, who are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. Brian Baio getting the start to open the season. The Celtics are in action tonight. They have the Hawks in Atlanta. Tip is at 7:30. Elsewhere in basketball, Draymond Green in trouble again. He was ejected less than 4 minutes into the Warriors matchup with Orlando for going at it with the refs last night. We'll have a college hoops update coming up next. But do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? Have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. You can call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, great point on the text line, Curtis. Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Curtis is a great example. If you had gone to a trade school instead of Boston College, this texter says you would not have had to make your pregnant wife put the crib together.
Well, that is a true point. I mean, a long way to get there, but glad we landed it. It is raining outside and 45 degrees. If I went to a trade school, I would have been out in 3 days. I would have had no clue what to do. Afternoon high of 50.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.